There are a lot of forces and dynamics that played in this election. We feel strongly that the Elections Commission needs to look at the process again, perhaps move to electronic voting so that people don't go about trying to buy ballot papers and stuffing the ballot boxes, and let the people be able to express their true feeling in this process. Put that aside, I think we didn't win, and we must respect the result. Even if we have an opinion that it wasn't fair, whether it was fair or unfair, the results are the results. We must respect that. Democratic process, this is what we have. This is the best we have. We also look forward to improving on the system.
Are you alleging that there was some ballot stuffing that took place?
Well, there were compromise. People were buying ballot papers on election day. People were paying people on election day to go and vote. Those are processes not only in Grand Bassett County that happened. We had in other parts of the country that happened also. But like I said, this is a process that we must give credibility to. Nothing is perfect, and we must improve on that so that we don't have this problem in the future.
What do you think is going to be the makeup of the new Senate now in terms of ruling party senators, opposition senators, independent senators? Can you give us just an indication what the new Senate is going to look like in January?
The Senate is going to be a mixture of no party, political party is going to have the majority. So it's going to rely on building relationships and building blocks to be able to get legislation passed in the Senate. As a former manager of the Senate, that was the situation in the past, and it continues. No political party has the majority. And so that makes it difficult to be able to get legislation. But at the same time, you have to be able to build coalitions. You have to be able to work with each other to be able to get legislation passed.
We've come to believe that every time that there is a major legislation that perhaps the president would like to pass, we've been told that perhaps some of the senators just make themselves available for what some people have said they've been bought. Once they give them money, they are willing to cast their votes. You help us to understand.
You see, this is the myth that goes on, that senators are being bought by the executive. That is not true. You've got to understand that the executive will give some and take some. The legislature also has to give and take. Because not everything the executive wants, they have gotten. Not everything the legislature wants, they have gotten. And when these kinds of negotiations are ongoing, people assume that it's the advantage of the executive. That is not true.